Well, the quarterback position for LSU football has been the biggest topic of conversation throughout the entire offseason for months now. But since Monday, the conversation has heated up even more. So, what do the quarterbacks in the current quarterback room have to say about the quarterback competition? We'll get into what Garrett Nussmeier and Jaden Daniels had to say on Tuesday on today's edition of Locked On LSU.
You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We're free and available wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us on Twitter at Locked On LSU and on YouTube as well. Just search Locked On LSU. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single second of your Locked On LSU content. My name is Caroline Fenton, and I'm your host, as I am every day. I graduated from LSU. I've been covering LSU football since 2015, and I am now a sports talk radio host in Nashville, Tennessee. But the biggest news on Monday was that Miles Brennan didn't report for practice, and then it came out just a couple hours later that he had decided to step away from football. I have a full breakdown of why I think he made that decision and what LSU's plan is, or what I think it should be moving forward. So you can find that on your preferred podcast platform or in the Locked On LSU YouTube page as well. But taking more of a forward-thinking, future-focused look on the show today, because Garrett Nussmeier and Jaden Daniels both spoke with the media after practice on Tuesday afternoon to talk about kind of their experience in the quarterback competition so far, kind of where it stands, some of the things that they are working on in practice. But I think the most interesting thing that was asked today, well, kind of rewind, flashback to Monday. Miles Brennan announced that he was stepping away from football, that he would retire from LSU. And then it was also reported by WWL that, according to sources, they pulled all the quarterbacks in and had notified Jaden Daniels that he would be the starting quarterback, and that they notified Miles Brennan that he wouldn't be the starting quarterback. That's ultimately why he did decide to step away from football. While I don't think that's incredibly far-fetched, while I do think that that is very likely that that could have happened, that has not necessarily been confirmed. But let's figure out and see. Are the rumors just simply rumors, or is there actual fact to it? Well, Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier were both asked that today. Shout out to Michael Cobble of WBRZ for that. And this is what they had to say.
Have they told you you're the starter yet?
They haven't asked anything.
Have they told you that Jaden was going to be the starter?
Have they told you that?
No.
Oh, man, I ain't heard nothing about that. Like I said, we're focused on winning games. So
yeah,
you
down.
Probably know more than I know about the situation.
Okay, so that first clip was Jaden Daniels, and the second was Garrett Nussmeier. And it's a question that needed to be asked, since there were so many rumors kind of swirling around the LSU football Twitter spaces and online, and I'm sure in person too. Some of the conversations that you were having with your friends who may be LSU fans is, did Jaden Daniels name the starter? Because I heard that. That was a rumor that was kind of floated around there. So it was a question that needed to be asked. And both of them kind of shutting down the rumors, like, no, we haven't heard that. No one's been named the starter. I don't know if that's true or not, or if they were just told, hey, let's kind of keep this under wraps for a while. I don't see the benefit in LSU football doing that. I don't really understand why they would want to, control this narrative that the starting quarterback has not been named, if in fact it has been named. I would say the most important thing here, as if they really truly did not name a starting quarterback, even if on the inside they have a good feeling of who is going to be who is a front runner right now, or who's going to be the starter if their minds are made up, they're not going to tell anyone that. And I don't think that they're too concerned about the media or the fans. They're more so concerned about the two men that it affects the most, and that's Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier. Those are the two guys that they want to continue to compete throughout training camp. Whenever your bar is here and you constantly have someone kind of pushing up on that bar and testing you and battling you throughout training camp, that's only a good thing. I've mentioned that so many times on the podcast. So I don't know why they would tell Jaden Daniels that he was the starter and then just keep it a secret from the media. I don't see the benefit in that. Then again, I also don't know this coaching staff very well. I don't know how they work. I don't know if that's what they like to do, is kind of keep the media closed off. I don't really see the benefit, again, in that as a coaching staff. But that's just kind of where it's at. That Jaden Daniels, according to Garrett Nussmeier and Jaden Daniels himself, has not been named the starting quarterback. Now, I've heard a lot of people, you know, we were talking a lot on yesterday's podcast about Jaden Daniels versus Miles Brennan and how so many people wanted Miles Brennan to be the starting quarterback because that was just a level of comfort that they felt with Miles Brennan. And I do think that there is a certain, you know, learning curve that you're going to have to go through whenever you're transferring into a different program, but especially when you're the quarterback, especially when you're, you know, the CEO of this offense and when you have to really grasp kind of a difficult scheme coming in from somewhere else. So there absolutely is a certain learning curve there. But there was something that Jaden Daniels said today that kind of stuck with me. And I've never really thought about it this way. I thought about it kind of framed in a different way. But I've never really thought about how Jaden Daniels really has a little bit of a, I can't find the word here. But how Jaden Daniels has an advantage, there it is, there's the word, over maybe some other transfer quarterbacks out there, how his situation is probably a little bit more opportune than other transfer quarterbacks out there. It's not necessarily an advantage over Garrett Nussmeier, but I do think if you are going to have, you know, a transfer quarterback coming in and potentially earning that starting job, that Jaden Daniels is in the best situation to do so. This is what Jaden Daniels had to say that kind of struck a chord with me.
Coming in the spring, the main thing for me is, you know, trying to get my feet wet, you know, coming in a new locker room, around new people, new environment. So, you know, from there to now fall, when I first came here, you know, trying to kind of just make my way in, try to just be myself, get to know the guys. So now that I know the guys, you know, just starting to build on the relationships, that's probably the biggest thing for me from when I first came here and now fall, is building those relationships. So at the end of the day, they could trust me, I could trust them, you know, it's just building that family bond.
And, you know, that really should be the number one thing whenever you come in as a transfer. That should be the number one thing that you want to do, especially as a quarterback, is start building those relationships. So much of an offense is completely comprised in chemistry and trust, especially, you know, that quarterback pass catcher relationship is completely rooted in trust and experience and relationships. So that's a good thing that Jaden Daniels wanted to come in here and start, you know, building those relationships and kind of build those friendships. That is something that's going to be new for, you know, any transfer quarterback coming in or any new player coming into a new program. But I think something that he said at the beginning of that quote was, you know, kind of coming in, getting my feet wet and learning this new coaching staff, learning this new system. I think that really gives Jaden Daniels an advantage over maybe another quarterback that might be transferring into a different program in different situations, because Jaden Daniels is not the only one that's getting his feet wet and learning this coaching staff and learning this system. In fact, everyone is learning the system and getting their feet wet and trying to, you know, learn this coaching staff. So I think as a transfer quarterback, it can be incredibly overwhelming and a little bit intimidating to see, you know, hey, okay, I'm getting acclimated to a new school, a new environment, a completely new campus, a new coach, a new coaching staff, a new team, a new system. That's a lot to take in for a transfer quarterback, for a transfer player in general. But I feel like that makes Jaden Daniels' learning curve just a little bit easier, that it takes a little bit of the bite off of all of the newness, because he's not alone in being in a new environment with a new coaching staff. Everyone else is with him. And when you talk about building those relationships, that's so key, because they can learn the system together, because they can learn this new coaching staff together. This is new for everyone. No, LSU is new for Jaden Daniels. Baton Rouge is new for Jaden Daniels. This team is new for Jaden Daniels. Competing in the SEC West is new for Jaden Daniels. But this coaching staff is new for everyone. So I think you can view Jaden Daniels as a little bit less of an outsider, because at this point, everyone is just trying to kind of find their way in with this new coaching staff. But coming up next, I want to look into some of the critiques that we've all had about both Garrett Nussmeier and Jaden Daniels and how this coaching staff has been working in the offseason to kind of fine-tune those things. So I want to tell you all about that coming up next. But before we do that, got a really important message for everybody, because we've all been there before. If you're hanging out with some of your friends, if you're at a bar, if you're at a housewarming party, whatever that might be, and you're putting back a few drinks, and a few drinks becomes a few too many, the evening comes to a close and everyone's kind of heading out, you're thinking of going home and you're going to call an Uber or a Lyft or a ride, but then you think, hey, it's, you know, I live really closely, I can make it home okay, it's not a big deal, I'm not going to be harming anybody, you're not going to get pulled over anyways, and even so, you know, I haven't had enough to drink, you know, my insurance might go up, I might get a ticket, I might lose my license, but you could also lose your job, and you could total your car, and you could kill someone. And everybody knows the risks of drunk driving. The results are tragic and often deadly. However, that doesn't stop everyone from getting behind the wheel while under the influence. And that's why police officers are out there right now looking for impaired drivers on our roads. And it's to save lives. So if you think that you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again, play it safe, and plan ahead to get a ride. It only takes one mistake to change your life or someone else's forever. I mean, hey, we live in the day and age where a sober driver is simply a couple clicks on your phone away. It's only going to be a couple dollars out of your pocket. And if you're looking at it and saying, hey, there's a surge tonight, or, you know, $15 to only go a couple blocks isn't worth it, just think to yourself, what is worth it? $15 or a ticket for drunk driving or a DUI or hurting or even killing someone. So just weigh the options. Be smart. Take care of yourself and take care of the people around you. Drive sober or get pulled over. Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. It's been all about the quarterbacks this week. All about the quarterbacks. Miles Brennan wasn't at practice on Monday. He ultimately retires from football later that day. And now we're looking at it kind of like a two-horse race. Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier have been splitting first team reps in practice, and they have continued to do so even before and after Miles Brennan decided to step away from football. And I have a feeling that's going to be the way that it goes in camp for the next couple of weeks until they absolutely positively have to name a starting quarterback, because, you know, we heard the rumors that were swirling around. Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier both kind of denied that a starter had not been named. So I think that's going to be the plan moving forward, is they're going to wait as long as possible. They'll name a starting quarterback when they absolutely positively have to. And in the meantime, hey, battle it out and the best man wins. But I think each of these quarterbacks, they have their strengths, absolutely, and each of them have their own individual strengths, but each of them also have their weaknesses as well. And you look at, I'll start with Jaden Daniels. You look at Jaden Daniels, and he's the kind of quarterback that it truly is a dual threat. He's got a very strong arm. Of course, accuracy is one of the critiques that you could to name off for Jaden Daniels, but I think another fair critique of a lot of very mobile quarterbacks, quarterbacks with Jaden Daniels' skill set, is that whenever you feel pressured, whenever that quarterback feels pressured, they just run. They just take off. You know, they might see a little bit of pressure from the defensive line, and then they instantly decide to roll out. And sometimes, you know, if you don't see your first read and you're a mobile quarterback, your first instinct is, okay, my guy's not there, my guy's not open, my guy's covered up, I'm just going to go ahead and run the ball myself. And while mobility in this day and age in football is an absolutely necessary trait for a quarterback, especially a young quarterback in college football, you know, you can look at, you know, the Tom Brady's of the world who aren't incredibly mobile. He's fine. But in young football players, you need to be able to do both. But Jaden Daniels is one of those quarterbacks that has a very, very obvious strength in mobility. You look at the Lamar Jacksons of the world. You look at Malik Willis, who was just drafted this past year. That was his biggest critique was, you know, his arm is strong, but if the first read's not there, he just goes ahead to roll out. So that's been one thing that has been a critique of Jaden Daniels. So what exactly is this LSU coaching staff doing to help fine-tune Jaden Daniels' comfort in the pocket so he can stay there, he can find his read, and he can use his arm just as much as he defers to his leg? This was Jaden Daniels earlier on Tuesday.
Much of your game and being here at LSU right now is about not being a runner. I mean, do you feel like there's this label on you that, you know, you tuck it too quick and you run too fast and you're inaccurate? Are those the things that you're trying to prove are not true? Do you feel like you're addressing those areas if they are true?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I don't really pay attention to that type of stuff. But, I mean, I hear at the end of the day, you know, everybody has cell phones and stuff like that, so it's going to pop up. But just being here, you know, just the main thing is just being the best version of me. If that's a part of my game, you know, running. There's times where I could stay in there a little bit longer. Something that we've been working on, Coach Kelly, you know, Denbrock, Coach Sloan, with all those type of things. But that's not just me, that's just everybody, you know. They don't want us to lose who we are at the end of the day, what makes us what we are, how we got here. So, I mean, it's just fine-tuning the little things so at the end of the day we can go out there and help the team win.
So first, before I get into the nitty-gritty of it, at the beginning of that clip, he says, you know, you got to block out the noise. I don't listen to any of that. But also, we all have phones, so, you know, we know what's going on out there. And I think that's kind of a very true and real description of what's going on behind the scenes with athletes and coaches. Is all the time they'll say, you got to block out the noise, got to block out the noise. We don't pay attention to what the media says. We don't pay attention to what social media says. I feel like that's probably the truth for a lot of coaches. But for some of these guys, I mean, they're 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. They're on Twitter. They hear the chatter. So they can say all day long, hey, I got to block out the noise. What you do have to block it out. But don't tell me that you don't see it. Don't tell me that you don't read it. But I thought that was a just a cute little moment from Jaden Daniels. But the most important part of what he had to say was, I think that it's so important that Jaden Daniels said that they don't want to change who we are or how we got here. And I think that's a very key thing and a very delicate balance that Brian Kelly and Mike Denbrock are going to approach the both of these quarterbacks. Is you might look at Jaden Daniels and say, oh, he defers too much on his legs. And some coaches or offensive coordinators or quarterback coaches, whatever it might be, might look at that and try to overcorrect it and try and force a pass play or try and force, you know, plays done with his arms a little bit too much, that you don't lean into those strengths. Because a quarterback, a very mobile quarterback, you know, might be told, hey, pass play, pass play, pass play. But if a quarterback is sitting back in the pocket and saying, look, I can throw this ball. I don't see a good read. And I see a hole right there that my offensive line just created for me. So I'm just going to take off for a first down because I see that read. A lot of times I think coaches might try to overcorrect. Whereas what it seems to me, what they're doing with Jaden Daniels is, hey, embrace the God-given ability that you've been given with your legs. We want to use that. We want to highlight that strength while also building other strengths around it. And I think that's really important. And it also kind of ties into what Garrett Nussmeier had to say about, you know, some of the critiques about himself. When he first got into LSU, it was, you know, the gunslinger, Garrett Gunslinger Nussmeier. And he addressed that earlier in the season, before, you know, training camp had even started, before the spring started, I believe it was sometime in January or February, whenever it was, doesn't matter. He talked about wanting to lose that gunslinger mentality. Is that what he meant? And what is he doing in fall camp to try and lose that gunslinger mentality, if that even really is what he meant when he said that a few months ago?
It got lost in translation a little bit, you know, as far as, you know, I'm still going to, you know, take shots, and any quarterback should, you know, when they're given to you, though, I think is the biggest thing that I've learned is take them when they're given to you, take them when you're supposed to take them, and just continue to lead the offense and move the chains is what I've been taught my whole life.
And that was my biggest takeaway from what Garrett Nussmeyer had to say there was, look, if you got that gunslinger mentality, if you're going out there, walking out there and saying, hey, no such thing as a 50-50 ball with me. Or if you're going, hey, I see my guy 40 yards downfield and I can get that ball delivered to you. Don't lose that mentality. Just approach it a little bit more safely. Let me give you the tools and the mindset and the strength program to be able to match that mindset. You don't need to go out there and sling the ball 60 yards downfield on every single play. That's not feasible and that's not sustainable. And I don't even think that's possible in this league. But hey, if you get that read and you have that mindset of gunslinger, gonna just throw that thing downfield, then embrace that. Lean into that. Don't lose that. Just fine tune it. And that's kind of the biggest takeaway, at least from the technicality part of both of their media availabilities today, was they both have weaknesses that are also their strengths. Brian Kelly said, and when he first came in, I believe it was after the spring game, his press conference after the spring game, he said, with a kid like Garrett Nussmeyer, you can't overcoach him. I think that applies to Jaden Daniels as well. With both of these quarterbacks that have undeniable talent, don't overcoach it, just fine-tune it. I think that'll be really kind of interesting to watch because we saw the spring game. We've seen just a little bit of a sample of what Garrett Nussmeyer can do, and we have a three-year sample size of what Jaden Daniels can do. So all of those things that we've seen from those quarterbacks that might be, you know, negative comments, how is that going to be turned into something that they can use as a strength? And I think that's going to be really fun to watch unfold over the rest of the season. But another thing that I can only assume that this coaching staff has been harping on and emphasizing throughout the offseason, and how each of the quarterbacks have kind of responded to that, I want to get up next after a couple of words from our sponsors. So there are little things that you can pick up whenever you're listening to, you know, two guys side by side. And that's exactly what I did today. I listened to Garrett Nussmeyer's press conference. I listened to Jaden Daniels' press conference. And I went back and listened to both of them again. And there are a couple of things that really stuck out to me. One of those being what I just addressed about the, you know, kind of the strengths and weaknesses, how they're turning those weaknesses into strengths, not to use the most just cliche phrase ever. But another word that I heard over and over and over again from each of those quarterbacks was leadership. And whenever you are in a quarterback room with so much skill, sometimes you have to harp on it. I'm talking about you being the coaching staff. This coaching staff had to harp on some of the intangibles of, look, we know all of you love ball and can play ball, but what are those extra things that we can't coach you that you can contribute to this football team? And I have to believe that one of those things is leadership. First and foremost, because Brian Kelly mentioned, you know, when he spoke to the Baton Rouge Rotary Club and speaking to a lot of LSU alumni, he said, you know, we want this to be a player-led locker room. We want this culture to be cultivated and facilitated by our players. He wants to be the coach. That's what he wants to do. He wants to coach football. But sometimes you need a kind of a one of us mentality of, look, coach can yell at me all day, but when it's coming to me from my quarterback, that's when it hits just a little bit different. So it needs to be, quote unquote, one of us in order for that to be, you know, a really healthy workplace culture, so to speak. And that's where leadership comes in. So both Garrett Nussmeyer and Jaden Daniels spoke about leadership. And first, I want to get into what Garrett Nussmeyer had to say about kind of his approach and how he's embracing this leadership role.
The biggest thing for both of us and what we've been working on and what we've been learning a lot about is, you know, just leading and, you know, being one unit, being together. Because at the end of the day, all that matters is that LSU wins on Saturday. So.
And it's true. What a political answer from Garrett Nussmeyer. Quick side note, listening to his press conference, and I've heard so many of his press conferences before, but this one just really stood out to me that he's, I feel like he's maturing so much. I feel like he has so much more confidence. I feel like he's so much more comfortable. So just a little side note, you know, from a media member who I watch a lot of press conferences from a lot of players, from a lot of different teams. And I've noticed that from Garrett Nussmeier, that he just seemed very, very well spoken and confident today. So that's a good thing. And I think that that's also a product of what how he feels on the field as well. But, I mean, yeah, in that clip, he said, you know, that's something that we're working on. We, me and Jaden, that's something we as a unit are working on. We want to be a collective team. We're not all together, so on and so forth. And then this is what Jaden Daniels had to say about, you know, kind of how he's embracing this leadership role and how the quarterback room is embracing being leaders on this team as well.
Not just me, but keeping all the quarterbacks on our P's and Q's. You know, we have a great room. It doesn't matter who's going to start here. I know that we all helped each other prepare the best that we can, you know, to go out there and help the team win. So for me personally, just come here and, you know, teaching Nuss and them the things I have, just in case, you know, they are the starter, that they can learn from older guys, play some years, you know, they're great players, great guys. So really just on that leadership part.
And another political answer from Jaden Daniels of, you know, whoever's starting, we're going to go out there and we're going to push each other, whatever's best for the team. He said that a few times, whatever's best for the team. And that's true. That's how you should be thinking, whatever's best for the team. But there was a little tidbit in there that when he said that, I was like, oh, okay, Jaden. And that's when he said, if Nuss is the starter, I want to, you know, teach him these leadership qualities that I've accumulated from my experience. And I feel like that was, no, and I don't believe that he meant any disrespect whatsoever to Garrett Nussmeier. But I do believe in a certain way that was Jaden Daniels' way of flexing the most invaluable and intangible quality that Jaden Daniels has, and that's experience. Saying, hey, you know, if Nuss gets the starting job, I'll use my experience to kind of teach him what I've learned and what works for best as a leader, because I've been there before. I've done this for 3 years. I don't think it was vindictive by any means. I mean, both of them talk about how they're pushing each other and how, you know, he said, you know, that's my little brother. I believe that. I fully believe that they have nothing but an amicable relationship. But that's how you should be thinking. That's how you want somebody who's competing for the starting quarterback role to be. That you want the edge and you're going to use every tool at your disposal to win that starting job. That's how hungry he is. And that's how hungry I believe Garrett Nussmeier is also to win this starting job. But I thought it was very interesting that when talking about, you know, whatever's best for the team, whoever's going to be the starting job, we're going to continue to push each other. You know, we're going to continue to support each other. But don't you forget that I have that experience and I can teach that to Garrett because he doesn't have that experience that I have. It's you know, touche, Jaden Daniels. Maybe I'm looking too far into it, but I definitely thought that was a very, very interesting little tidbit from Jaden Daniels. But a lot of good stuff from both of the quarterbacks today. Again, no answer that we want to get of who the starter will be or if Jaden Daniels was told that he was a starting quarterback. He said no. Garrett Nussmeier said no. So we will just continue to monitor practice and we will continue to see who's taking reps with the ones and if anybody kind of emerges as a leader in that aspect. But on Wednesday afternoon, they'll have a scrimmage in Tiger Stadiums. We'll have a full breakdown of that coming up on tomorrow's podcast. Plus, John Garcia will join us on the show as well, kind of breaking down all of the new recruits that LSU has added to that 2023 class and who is can also be added in the next few months, who is going to be coming and taking their official visits in the fall. We'll break all of that down with John on the next podcast. But thank you for making Lockdown LSU your first listen every day. And you can get more on the SEC by making Lockdown SEC your second listen. Every day, host Chris Gordy and the local experts of Lockdown take you across the SEC in 30 minutes. Make Lockdown SEC your second listen.